I listen every single morning when I wake up.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.
All right, more full moon readings with Sarah Moore. Text us 603-356-9145, all brought to you by North Conway Premier. Visit them online, northconwaypremier.com. And don't forget to stop by their beautiful showroom located right next to JCPenney in the Hannaford parking lot. And Sean has let us know that they are stocked up on ACs, power washers, generators, and lawnmowers. Plus, they have these pretty cool waterproof speaker boxes for your pool parties and more.
Every time you say that, I think of me in like a little plastic pool with this gigantic floating speaker right between me, like, woo, my front yard.
So you'll be doing some stuff with them in June yep. 21st. You're doing some stuff with the Soaking Pot. And you also said, just before we got on the back on the air here, mm-hmm. the Denmark Arts Center.
Yeah, I'm doing a gallery with the phenomenal Kathleen Stone. She hails from the Portland area. And when we do a gallery, we're standing up on the stage in front of the audience, and we'd like to fill it because this is also a fundraiser for Denmark Arts. And we give messages to people in the audience. So we might say, all right, I have a father figure. He's wearing this. His name is this. And who claims him? And then we wait for someone to raise their hand and claim him or not. And then we relay the messages. So when we do this, not everyone in the audience gets a reading because that would be there for days. But the spirits that come through are really cool because they find messages that connect with everybody. And that one is June 1st, 7 to 8:30 at night. They're phenomenal. You can go on their website and buy the ticket. It's
a beautiful venue, too.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's an old building. It's comfortable. We're going to have sort of bistro style seating. Cabarets? I don't know. I'm not that foofy.
Right.
There's going to be tables. There's going to be tables and chairs, and you can sit in them.
Fair enough.
But I would love for people to go to that. Tell your friends. And if, Denmark Arts, when I first thought of it, I was like, that's really far away. It's not that far away.
Right.
So get your ticket. Come join us on June 1st and bring a friend. It's phenomenal.
That should be great. It'll mm-hmm. be something to look forward to for sure. Let's go do some more readings.
Okay, I'm in.
Here we go. We have Chris from West Ossipee texting in. They're Westie, Ollie. What's his damage? He's always licking blankets. And is he just not comfortable yet?
No, I'm comfortable. I just want attention. I feel like I'm the kid that is like, oh, everybody's quiet. Oh, I think I'll get up and go to the door. As soon as everybody sits down, master manipulator. So funny. Power control. And it's making me burp, which is like letting go of stuff. So for the guy that asked the question, you need to let go of the anger or resentment that you have for people that have manipulated you in the past. And that could be parents. It could be anybody. And the dog will stop licking.
Wow. Okay. That goes out to Chris from West Ossipee. Learning something there about Chris.
Yeah. I just realized, oh, that wasn't subtle. Yep.
Moving on. We have another Sarah texting in mm-hmm. from Center Conway. She has two cats that aren't the friendliest with Charlie the dog. Anything she can do to help that situation?
No, they're doing it on purpose, and Charlie does not know what's happening. The cats are so funny. I see them up higher than the dogs, and I see them like communicating with each other, like, okay, he's going to run by, swat him on the butt, and he's going to think it's God hitting him. And like they literally are just messing with Charlie. Tell Charlie, like, it's cats. There's nobody else here in this house. Your house is so energetically clear. There's sprites all through it, but they're good energy in your house. And just tell Charlie, like, I totally want to be like, it's not God. It's the cats. And then I get, okay, I'm better. And so for the next few days, just be like, Charlie, there's a cat above you. He'll be like, okay, good. Thank you.
So Charlie's not the brightest bulb?
No, he is. He's sweet. He's just so innocent, and he doesn't want to do wrong. And so when he gets like swatted or dive bombed by a cat, he's like, did I do something wrong, God?
Okay. Sometimes I wonder, because I remember when Mora was here, you said that his dog was pretty dumb.
Oh, he was. Yes. And now that he is not here, I can say he was exceptionally dumb.
Okay. We have Calvin texting, and we'll get a little more serious now. Calvin texted in, lost his dad about 6 years ago, wondering if he's watching over.
Oh, yeah. I get a severe pain in the back of my chest on my left-hand side shoulder blade area, which your father is saying goes to the heart, even though I'm not feeling it in my heart. I think he had symptoms before he passed. He knew it was coming. The significance of the date, he says, was not lost on him. So I don't know if there was a tie-in to the day that he passed. And yes, I'm around you, but I'm actually standing back with my arms crossed over my chest. And I feel like, wow, you're actually doing a pretty good job. It's nice to see that the time and the effort that I put into raising you has paid off. That's to him, that coming from him, that's a compliment.
Okay, that one goes out to Calvin. We have Jane from Center Conway texting in. Again, that number, 603-356-9145. Is there anybody watching over Jane and her kids?
Yes. I see a grandmother figure, but I'm pausing because I'm like, but it's more of like a fairy godmother. I feel like when you decided to come into this world, you picked a woman that is gentle, that is comforting, that is secure, and that is nurturing. I don't think you got all of that from your family dynamics when you were from ages five, I'm getting ages 5 to 7. I kind of feel like the grown-ups in the house at that time were busy worrying about grown-up things, but you were aware of them. So this feels more like a spirit guide that you have on the other side. She makes me feel so peaceful. Like, even my voice is different with her. So, yeah, she's around. And she's blue light. So when you take a picture, if you have an orb that's like a light blue, that's her. Or flash a light. I see your child seeing light in the periphery. So if they're like, did you just turn on a light? It's like, no, that's the fairy godmother. But it's actually a spirit guide.
Okay, that one goes out to Jane in Center Conway. Maggie from Freiburg texting in just wants to know why she's feeling disconnected lately.
You know what's so funny, Maggie? The first thing I see is somebody. I see the Hunger Games and somebody taking a bow and arrow, pulling it back and aiming and shooting. And I feel like you kind of practiced hitting the target, but you weren't using the target you wanted just in case you missed. So whatever you were like getting a running start and then you hit the brakes and stopped. Go back to that. Revisit that. It was 6 to 9 months ago. If you can go back to that place, reload your weapon or your bow and arrow, then shoot for the target again. The timing just wasn't right before, and you thought it was you. And it sort of was because you missed the target. But there were other factors that weren't ready. So go back 6 to 9 months ago, figure out what your game plan was, and now try it again.
All right. That one goes up to Maggie from Freiburg. We'll do one more before our last break here. Emily texting in, wondering if the universe has any messages for her.
Yeah. Start climbing up that hill and do it fast. I feel like I'm in like, I feel like I'm back in Mexico where I'm hiking up the one of the ruins, which I never did because I'm afraid of heights and edges. But I feel like run. Get up. You're climbing the ladder quick here. I feel like you're climbing the ladder quick, girl. I don't know who that is. I think there's a guy on the other side. He feels like he's 27 years old. And I feel like he kind of gooses your butt a little bit on the left-hand side because he's using his right hand and he's standing on your left. So cousin, I get the name. I get cousin. I get Jacob. So if there's a guy that passed that either would be 27 now or if he passed at 27. And my left hip is sore, so I think he was a passenger in a car. And my nose just started sweating. So I think he was in a car accident or some impact-related death. I don't remember your question.
We were just asking if anybody's watching over her, any
that
vibes.
That would be a yes.
If the universe has said anything and clearly.
Okay, yep, I guess that's your answer. Like, sorry, I just disappeared.
Nope,
for
that
a
was
moment.
It. She was just wondering if the universe had any messages. And Emily, the answer is yes. Keep those texts coming. We're going to take one quick break. It's real quick, 2 minutes. We'll be back. It's magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.